Time now for Swiss Art with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we're going to take a look at the fact that this week, on Monday, May 17th, it was International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia. The so-called, and get your lips around this, an acronym, IDAHOBIT. That commemorates the decision to remove homosexuality from the International Classification of Diseases only as recently as 1990. I think people might be slightly surprised about that. But Dario, let's take a look at the situation in Switzerland. So what is the situation now when it comes down to homosexuality and homophobia in Switzerland?
Well, obviously, there are cases of discrimination and homophobic incidences happening in Switzerland as well. But it is very difficult to assess how frequently such incidences occur in Switzerland, as the authorities have not established a nationwide statistic of cases. There are organizations such as the Pink Cross in Switzerland that do have some kind of statistics, but they don't cover all the cases, and it is known that many homosexuals are victim of heckles, of people insulting them, but it's hard to put the finger on numbers.
Okay, but I mean, there was a vote last year, really, that now makes it officially illegal to discriminate against homosexual people. Now, is that having an effect?
Well, it is hard to say again if that has an effect, but at least, yes, there is now such a law. Switzerland has been a long time coming in this regard, and it might be surprising to many to hear that there was no law in Switzerland that explicitly prohibited discrimination against homosexuals. There was just a law against racial discrimination, but it was only last year that this article was expanded to also cover people with a different sexual orientation. In February 2020, voters accepted a change to the law that makes calls to hate and insults of homosexual people punishable. The law also makes it illegal to refuse a service to a person belonging to that community. And people who break that law are punishable by fine or imprisonment of up to 3 years.
Now, Dario, as you sort of hinted there or suggested, that it's very hard to actually see how effective these new laws are being, because there is still, as you say, no national register of cases of homophobic discrimination. So why? You know, what's happening here?
Yes, there is still no such national register. As of yet, the government has refused to identify separately those hate crimes that are committed on the basis of the sexual orientation or gender identity of the victim.
And what is their reasoning behind that?
Well, the argument is basically that it would be too complicated and costly to establish a nationwide, efficient and uniform system to collect data on incidences of discrimination because of sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression or gender characteristics. They also say that it would just be a little too complicated to establish in each and every case if it was actually a homophobic incident, or if the reason for the insult was another reason, or if the insult was of another nature. So basically, they're saying it's too complicated, takes too much time, and maybe too costly.
Right, I don't believe that. However, let's say we are completely blind about this, because there are some figures available, aren't there?
Yes, well, what happens is that the LGBTIQ organizations take matters into their own hands. There is a helpline that records cases. And in 2018, they published a report that showed that there were 95 reports of homophobic incidences in the year 2016 to 2017. most of which insults and threats of violence. But these numbers date from a while back, obviously, and certainly represent only the tip of the iceberg, because, of course, these helplines can only record incidences that are reported to them. And a lot of people would just not report such incidences or wouldn't know that such a helpline exists. And so this is only really... yes, it's just a little tiny speck of all the cases that are probably happening and that never get reported.
Yeah, it won't be representative, will it?
No, sorry?
It won't be representative of what's
actually
happening.
No, it won't be
happening.
Representative. It's no. Just sort of gives a small idea of what's going on, really. And so while cities such as Geneva and institutions such as the École Polytechnique Fédérale in Lausanne have flown the rainbow flag on Monday to show their solidarity with the LGBTQ community, Switzerland as a country still has a long way to go to reduce homophobia and to actually use the judicial tools that it has at its disposal to do so.
Yeah, I mean, changing the law and accepting homophobia in a similar way as racial discrimination, it's all very well and good, but it doesn't mean anything unless it actually goes to court. Really,
yes.
Does it?
And it's difficult to bring such cases to court.
Right. Okay, Dario, thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there with this week's edition of A Swiss Up. If you want to hear that edition and others in the series again, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.